My piece is called Minnesota Nice. It's less about spring, more about how nice everything is. Okay, listening casually to run-on radio, obsessing about the weather, freeway spin-outs on glare ice and cold-blooded survival in the warp of wind chill factors dipping into the minuses. Melting snow then puddles into mosquito-dense summer, spent soaking in the relative humidity of Leinenkugels by the mugful. You can hold off on the hot dish, Ma. Tonight at the cabin up north, we're gonna grill us some fresh walleye and wash it down with wild rice soup. And for dessert, we'll suck on candy-coated swirls of time-worn cliché, redefining language with a ritualistic clucking of superlatives that moisten rather than confirm or deny the sweetness in the air. Up here in the Great White North, what is almost guaranteed is one's instant access to atmospheres profuse with congeniality, even if you're socially sparse or the color of your words is only skin deep. I find myself amazed, even welcomed by all this faith in polite conversation, but my attempts at cultural assimilation have left me trying to get below the surface to the heart of nice, trying to get beyond the need to pretend that the icing on the cake is real, when the begging question is, how does it taste?